fit into the storytelling class that we talked about earlier. We have a little boy, and he's going to be 2 in December, and like all little boys of that age, he is fascinated by animals, anything to do with animals, and of course he loves pretty much anything that has colour in it, and he loves dogs. And you can see an example of the kind of duck that he likes. But what's fascinating about that for me is that looking at a duck through this little boy's eyes has changed the way that I've looked at ducks. And I've started to notice things about ducks that I hadn't noticed previously, or maybe since I was 2, hanging out with Johnny Denny. For example, look at all the different colours in your duck that you might, not focus on. And if I could ask, what kind of things spring to mind when you look at that duck? What springs to mind? Or what do you notice? That's a simpler question. What do you notice?
Long neck.
A long neck, okay. What colours do you see? How many colours do you see in that duck?
You see a pigeon.
He looks like a pigeon?
Eight
or nine colours, that many? Okay. You can get mean ducks if they're coming at you. Anything strike you about that duck? Kind of an aggressive kind of guy? Okay. Here's the thing about that breed of duck. And I guess it's something that I've only realised in recent months. Turns out, the ducks are wearing dog masks. Okay. Did you ever notice that before?
No.
I kind of stopped saying that.
Yeah. A mallard duck is always wearing a dog mask. Isn't it crazy? Okay. They all have them. And the thing about it is, let's look at those 3 pictures again. I know, right? The only thing you can bloody see is the dog mask. Isn't that right? Look at it. That's a pretty mean looking dog mask there. Look at that. Dog's looking over at me. He's looking at Paula Manning. He's looking on Twitter. By the way, I need to highlight, as Vincent Scanlon told me a second ago, tonight's event is being tweeted vociferously, and the hashtag is #SmarterEgg. So enjoy that when you go home or on your event. But wait. Look at this guy. That same menacing dog, all you see now is the dog mask. And the funny thing about this, I was thinking about this recently when we were feeding the dogs or whatever we do with little boys, and it actually struck me as the perfect analogy, or the perfect allegory, for the work that we're doing in Smarter Egg, and it's almost like the entire ethos of it is captured in that. Because it's my thesis, and the whole core reason for existing for Smart Egg is that the quality of the decisions we make are a function of the number of lenses through which we look at a particular situation. So, without knowing that all ducks wear dog masks, how are we going to make an effective decision on what needs to happen with ducks? We need different lenses to see what is actually going on in the world. Because as you just saw there, when we looked at the pictures first, those ducks were wearing the dog mask, we just didn't see it. But when we looked at it through the lens of the idea, then that's pretty much all you can see. Unfortunately, that has ruined ducks for me. I apologise if it's destroyed your love of ducks. But there we go. Very quickly, I just wanted to talk about a few coming attractions that are ongoing and come up in the next weeks and months. I know all of you have been involved, or virtually all of you have been involved in programs and groups and circles over the last year or 2 or longer. And many of you have enjoyed the break from the pack. So, funnily enough, a bit like Dallas, which is back, and now you have TV3 at 10 p.m. or 10 p.m. And aren't you all looking to watch it? Break from the pack is back. And it's just like Dallas, totally with a whole new character. But just like Dallas as well, it has a hero
the equivalent of the R, or Harari. So it's funny, someone, I think it was Frank, talked about the concept of calculated reinvention. And that's the core ethos of it. That's still there. So breaking the pack is happening again, and it's open to pretty much everyone. Business owners, people in the corporate world, and everywhere in between. One thing that's proven to be a real success in the last, and only actually 10 months that we've been actively running this solopreneur circle, and we have right now another one of those circles forming. And the idea there is that we put 7 or 8 essentially solopreneurs together and work with them over the course of 9 months, again, putting on multiple different lenses through which they would see how their business can be better than it is today. And of course, our wonderful friends in the corporate world that we've talked about so often tonight, we have a number of different projects now that are rolling out. I suppose what's a little bit different this time, many of you may not know it, is that we're adding to the people within the SmartRight team. So there will be SmartRight stuff involving more than just me, and we've got various people involved in that. So that's going to be new, and that's fresh, and that's happening, and we've got a whole host of new projects rolling out in the next few weeks. So just wanted to make sure that, you know, having gone along, that you were aware of what was going on. But before we head away, I just have a ton of people I want to thank. The first group of people I want to thank is you. Thank you for coming along. Thank you for being part of this. Thank you for choosing to be here when you could have been at home drinking a few cans before Dallas came on. But some of you would be thinking, you know, you still have a chance. The second group of people I want to thank is our guest speakers for tonight. So why not another boule of us for our program. As always, you know, the key really to events like this, I guess it's all about people. That's a Jerry Goldner thing to say, but you know, we could talk about different topics, but really it comes down to the people who believe in those topics and live that kind of stuff day in, day out. So it's not some kind of tap dancer that are coming up here and doing it. It's actually what they believe, which is what we want. Just in terms of the people who've helped put the night together, big Buddha boss for Joe Carey and everyone at the White Horse. For many of you, it might be your first time being in this venue. I believe the next cool person after Frank Hannigan to be on stage is John Spillane next week, isn't that right? So there's a big festival coming up here next week. Frank and Walters and all these crazy guys are going to be here, and it's part of this beer and food festival that's happening. I'd certainly be down for that. I want to thank Mr. Ian Armstrong, who is our video guy for tonight, Ian of One Vision, who's we've got a round of applause on them. So well done, Ian. And finally, I would like to thank my wife, Trisha, who was part of the system to put all this stuff together. So that's it. Shane Will, thank you all for coming. Thank you for all of you for being part of this. And on to the next thing. So thank you very much.